Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a contemplative nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, Formed for Mission.
I am preaching on the first reading, Isaiah 49:3-5-6. The Lord said to me, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified." And now the Lord says, "Who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "Is it too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel? I will give you as a light to the nation, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." The Gospel of the Lord. The text from Isaiah 49. And now the Lord says, "Who formed me in the womb to be his servant," reminds me of that call of the prophet Jeremiah, who was called from his mother's womb to be a prophet. John the Baptist, who is featured in the Gospel, also leaped in his mother's womb in a response to Jesus' presence. From our womb, God forms us for a particular task, forms each of us to be a witness to our faith and hope in Jesus Christ, entrusts us with a gospel message of love and hope that is totally contrary to the secular, pragmatic, and at times hopeless view of our modern existence. To be a servant of God is to bring hope and joy to those who feel alienated and lost. So many people are seeking light, a vision that transforms. We have been called to be a light to the nations and a message of salvation that can reach to the ends of the earth. At our monastery, I answer the door welcoming guests. So many come searching for the something more, the beauty they feel in the depths of their being. They find it in our communal prayers, in a praying community, and in the deep silence, and the beauty of the nature that surrounds us. John the Baptist is our great model, the last prophet of the Old Testament and the first of the New Testament. He who called Jesus the Lamb of God, the unblemished sacrifice of the Old Testament, the one on whom the Spirit of God descended. The Son of God, who will baptize in water and the Spirit. John testifies to who Jesus is, God's Son, the one who brings hope, healing, and transformation to all peoples and to all creation. With St. Paul, we can truly say, "We are those who are sanctified in Jesus, called to be saints, united to every person who calls on Jesus and to every person in the world." Our mission is to spread the good news and to invite others to the joy of God's banquet of love.